Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Mathis Media Hub Radio. I am so hoarse today. You know, I'm really hoarse and I shouldn't be talking on the phone, okay? But I figured Susan Stoops is here, the founder of See the Life. So I better be present. I better be here. I hear a lot of background noise.
Hold on a
Susan,
second.
Is that you?
I have, yes, let me, there you go. I'm all with you.
Okay,
now.
Great. Okay, so yeah,
mm-hmm.
We have the founder of Siva Life, Susan Stoops. She's been here before. You've heard her before. And she's going to give us a lot of health tips and, you know, things on health, what's new, what's
mm-hmm.
coming, what's trending, blah, 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 blah. So welcome, Susan. How are you?
Thank you. Thank you for having me, and I look forward
Absolutely.
To sharing with you guys.
Yeah. So, you know what, Susan, as we were talking before we got on, I'm just so amazed mm-hmm. that you are the founder of Siva Life. People, I'm
That's
sure
true.
My listeners have seen Siva Life all over the place and have gone to Siva Life website, you know, to look at
mm-hmm.
the different things on there. So tell us a little bit more about Siva Life.
Okay, well, first let me just share that the website is going to be relaunched. It's up still, but I'm in the process of redoing the website, so mm-hmm. I will let you know when that's launched because we just really want to make sure we're able to support people as best we can.
Right.
But I'm a dentist, but over the years I always did believe in the holistic side of things and
mm-hmm.
Just really started realizing, I'm sure you notice, when you go to the doctor, you might have a cold, but you might have to go see 3-4 people, you know, the ear, nose,
right.
throat doctor and this one and that one. And
sure.
you know, people feeling frustrated and not really being supported. And so that
mm-hmm.
was really my motivation for starting Save a Life, was to create something where people could come and we would be able to give you information and help you
mm-hmm.
to put together something that would make sense for you at just looking at your whole body. So that it's not you
right.
hopping all over the place trying to figure out for yourself, you know, what's working,
right.
what's not working. So that was how Save a Life started. The word
mm-hmm.
Seva, S-E-V-A, is actually
mm-hmm.
a Sanskrit word that means selfless service and enhancing the lives of others. And so
uh-huh.
for me, yes. So for me, I really believe that if you're healthy, if you feel good on the inside, you are going to be a better mother, a better sister, a better community
mm-hmm.
leader, a better student,
mm-hmm.
whatever it is that you're engaged in. If you don't feel good, you're not really able to be 100% at whatever it is you're trying to do. So I kind of look at, helping people to make healthy changes. In a little
mm-hmm.
way, is helping the world to be a better place. So that's kind of
wow.
how I, that's right, I actually look at it that way. So when I talk with you, that's what I am looking for. What
mm-hmm.
what it is you really want to see for yourself in life and helping you to make
wow.
those changes by eating
mm-hmm.
healthy and stuff like that.
Now, you said you were inspired by
yeah.
someone, your god sister.
Yes, I was. My
sister,
Vernez
mm-hmm.
Cottrell, way back
mm-hmm.
in the day before it became fashionable to, you know, eat clean and all this stuff, she
mm-hmm.
was into all of that. And she would haul me off to these lectures and things, you know. I thought it was interesting, but I thought she was, you know, at the time, I was like, okay, Vernez. But what happened?
Yeah.
Vernez was diagnosed with cancer. And because, yes, and because she so embraced, like, the holistic way of medical care, back
mm-hmm.
then she couldn't get comprehensive care for herself. You know, the only thing open to her was, like, radiation and these things. And she didn't believe in any of that. And so
right.
she, on her own, had to try to figure out what was going to work for her. And, she, you know,
mm-hmm.
Chinese herbs, and she tried all different things. And, of course, she just didn't have the support and the information to really help herself. And so she, her disease really progressed, and eventually she had to, she had to submit to the surgeries and things that she really fought all that time not to have.
Wow.
So she really was my inspiration, you know, seeing her stay so true to how she wanted her body to be respected, you know, even when she was sick. And I just felt bad because she couldn't get the help that she needed. You know, and nowadays there's a lot more out there, thank God, but, you know, it's still really overwhelming and confusing. And so, you know, for me, I said, that's another reason why I said I really would like to be able to have something where people can come and get as much of the information as they can, and then we link them into other things. So you, it's like, you know, one stop, like you can get what you need, you know, and we look at your whole, the whole you. And help you to get move forward.
Now, what are some of the things? Let's say someone wants a cleansing, or do you think a person should have a cleansing? Is that an important thing in someone's life to do? And how many times?
That's a good question. That's a very good question because it's like fetish now, you know, to cleanse. And then there's all these different ways that people hear about cleansing. I believe in whole food cleansing, so that's what I believe in. I don't believe in, although you can, you know, people will like the master cleanse and these kinds of things that you'll hear about. People drinking different concoctions and not eating anything for days. You know, I tend to think that that's not healthy for you, and that that can be an additional stress on your body. Now, for me, when a person asks about cleansing, what I ask them is, what is your goal? Is your goal that you want to just give your body a break for a little? Okay, then maybe you might want to just do juices or something, give yourself a break. Is your goal that, you know, you're noticing that you're not feeling good and so you think that cleansing is going to help your body work better? Then that would, to me, mean I would direct you to more of a whole food supportive kind of cleanse. So,
when you say whole foods, what exactly are you talking about?
I mean, but what it is really clean eating, really. So that would mean you would come off of all sugar, all processed foods, which might not sound hard, but it does require some cooking, you know, because then you're going to know what you're eating. But it is just to come off of the sugar, come off of the processed foods. So you will be eating as organic as possible and as clean as possible and whole foods in that they would not, there'd be no chemicals. No chemicals.
Gotcha. Okay.
Right? So there would be no pre-mixed anything. Everything that you eat would be one, if it had ingredients, one or two ingredients. You know?
So that's like buying from a farmer's market, not necessarily from the supermarket because that's got a pesticides and all this other stuff on it, but that would be buying from a Whole Foods place or a farmer's market or something, right?
It would require you to, the best way to do it really is to eat as organic as possible. Now, there's something called the Dirty Dozen, which are the 12 worst pesticide, chemical-laden vegetables. So it's expensive to eat. I'll send it over to you. You can share it with folks.
I will.
Expensive to like totally go organic. So we tell people just try to avoid those things first, you know, so that you can buy some other stuff which is, you know, in the normal groceries. But those things like mushrooms, green peppers, celery is on that list. There's 12 things that are really, if you have to pick what you're going to buy organic, you would start with that list. But, you know, it's like kind of, I love supporting people through a whole food cleanse because it's a learning experience, you know, and what we do is we put in food that's going to support different parts of your body. So, we would have foods, certain foods that are going to help clean your liver, some foods that are going to help make your brain work better, some foods that are going to help your skin, you know, different
wow.
foods are good for, yeah, so throughout that mm-hmm. time, you're not getting any chemicals, you're,
mm-hmm.
you know, you're drinking, you're getting a lot of water in, and you're eating totally whole, and you're actually
mm-hmm.
supporting your body. And then we'll have people to do some meditation and stretching, and you just really
oh, nice.
Getting all that. Yes, it's very nice. And, you know, drinking
mm.
some green teas,
mm-hmm.
and you're just really getting that stuff out.
That's the thing now, the green tea. And what about kale?
Yeah.
That's the thing
yes.
also. Yeah, yeah.
Kale is excellent.
So, yeah.
Uh-huh.
I was reading an article about oranges can
mm-hmm.
be very good for your skin.
Yes.
And,
yes.
Yeah. So,
absolutely.
You know, that's one thing.
And actually, orange is one of my favorite snacks. Now, you know those little kilo oranges? You can buy them by the bag.
Oh, yeah.
They're little. They're like clementine looking. That is a
right.
great snack. Because you could just put
oh.
it in your pocketbook. You know?
That's true. That's right.
And then I put those all the time. Sometimes I'll empty my bag out. There might be four of them at the bottom there because I forgot
right.
that I put some in already. But they're great because, like today, I had to leave work and I couldn't really have lunch. But in my car,
okay.
I just was popped one of those oranges. I could eat and drive, although that's not good. But, you know, I was able to get a little nourishment in. Yeah.
That's right. That's right.
Mm-hmm.
So I wanted to also ask you now, on your website, on Siva Life, people can go there and find the 12 worst chemicals and vegetables. I mean, all this information. Can they find that on
yes.
your website? Okay.
Yes. And also, just be patient with, because our website is in transition now. When we get the new website up, you'll really be able to access everything easily. Like, I have
okay.
a lot of recipes on there
oh,
for, you,
nice.
For people that are easy and really
uh-huh.
good. You know, we do webinars sometimes, which we host on the website, where I
mm-hmm.
have a friend of mine. She's a healthy cooking instructor, and she
oh,
will
wow.
actually Google Hangout into your home and
mm-hmm.
walk through with you some recipes and stuff, you know. And
that
the blog,
great.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
the blog covers a lot of topics.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
Wow.
And you can always
sounds
call
wonderful.
And talk. Mm-hmm.
Good.
It's a lot
well,
of education for people. Mm-hmm.
That's right. We're going to go to a commercial, Susan. And
okay.
let me just add that we're talking to Dr. Susan Stooks. I forgot to say that. That's because I'm hoarse and I'm not feeling too good. But hold on. We'll be right back
right.
after this commercial.
Here is a well-documented fact. Humans spend approximately 33% of life in bed. That's a good reason to consider bringing your bed into the 21st century with Function All Linens. They'll change your bedtime forever. Designed for every kind of bedtime you can imagine, these fun and functional bed sheets have his and her side pockets that hold pretty much everything but the kitchen sink. The pockets allow you to have your cell phone, iPad, remotes, and anything else you need within your fingertips reach at all times. No more cluttered nightstands. No more fumbling around in the dark. Simply reach for your pocket. Experience the affordable comfort and pure luxury that only Function All Linens can offer. For more information or to order, visit functionall-linens.com or bedazzle.com.
Okay, you're listening to Mathis Media Hub Radio, and we have Dr. Susan Stooks, founder of Siva Life, and we're going through some really interesting things with Dr. Stooks. We're talking about organic whole foods that people can eat,
mm-hmm.
sugar, oh, and to take out sugar and processed foods out of your diet.
Mm-hmm.
That's very important.
Yes,
and,
absolutely.
Yeah, all right. So if someone, let's say, Susan, do you think certain illnesses are due to the way we eat? Or is that like a myth or what do you think about that?
Well,
I've heard so much about it. Yeah.
That is really at the core of the work that I do, is clean eating and fighting inflammation.
Mm-hmm.
Because inflammation in our bodies from eating, you know, all these chemicals and whatever else we're eating that our bodies have difficulty digesting or we're sensitive to, or the body doesn't even recognize it as food, all these things are going on in our bodies, causing what we call silent inflammation. And because I'm a dentist, you know, I believe in science, the evidence behind things. And the science says that inflammation is one of the major causes of most of these chronic illnesses that people suffer from. And that healthy lifestyle change is like the number one thing to fight against most chronic illnesses. Diabetes, there are studies that have taken people with diabetes and they have given them anti-inflammatory medication and the diabetes went away.
Wow.
Not from insulin, from anti-inflammatory. Parkinson's. There's been studies on people that have Parkinson's that were injected certain types of anti-inflammatory things into their spinal cord, and their Parkinson's reversed.
Wow.
Yes.
That's amazing.
Heart disease, arthritis is inflammatory. I talk a lot about the mouth. You know, and all the inflammation in our mouths, because we're not, you know, we overlook our mouths. And all that bacteria in the mouth that we're overlooking is circulating through our body. And it's turning off and on hormones and things, you know, and causing us not to function properly. So it's for me and for a lot of the physicians and health colleagues that I support and follow, it's totally about fighting inflammation. And that's why we're so into eating clean, we're as much as you can. You know, we're human, and so, you know, nobody's expecting people to, you know, live on rice cakes or anything. But that is what it is, you know.
So
people have a choice. You can either take medicines or you can eat nice, good food and feel better.
There you go. That's what I was just going to say to you. It's all about eating good food that can tackle the solid inflammation, which I didn't really, solid inflammation, a major cause of diseases. Oh, my Lord.
Absolutely. You can look up Dr. Mark Hyman and Dr. Andrew Weil. Oh, the list goes on of the world-renowned physicians as well. So it's not just, you know, hippy-dippy holistic practitioners, but these healthy physicians as well. The science is there.
Do you think in the future that the government is going to say, wait a minute, we're going to have to start dealing with these whole foods, and because obesity has been on the plate for a while.
Yep.
They stopped the soda thing in New York City, you know, smoking, whatever the case may be. This looks like one of the things that they're going to tackle in the future.
Oh, and, you know, when you talk about obesity, it's linked to inflammation. It's linked to inflammation. That inflammation in your body, there's some people that they have so much inflammation in their body. See, that inflammation, what it does, it turns off things in you. So the hormones that would normally tell you that you're full, it gets turned off from that inflammation. So it messes up all the signals, that inflammation. The other thing that having all that inflammation does, it actually makes your body produce fat cells to store the inflammation.
Okay.
Yes.
Wow.
That's right. Yep, yes. Dr. Ann Louise Gittleman, she has a book, and she does a cleanse and everything, but she really breaks down. What she says is, she says that weight loss is a healthy side effect of a clean diet. You know, if you eat clean, the inflammation goes away. Your body functions right. You're able to flush out stuff. Your body starts revving up and working the way it should, you know, and the weight comes off. So it's definitely the food. Yeah, it's definitely. People don't realize how powerful food is. It is.
Yeah.
We have been so conditioned. You know, we're rushing around and let me throw something in my mouth. We're not thinking about it. But that food is sending messages all through our body that turn off things and turn on things and everything, you know?
Including the brain, right?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it affects how you think, what you think, the moods that you're in, all that stuff.
Yes, that's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
Even, like you're saying, like even with depression, they're finding that certain vitamins, you know, are really key to a person lifting their moods. You know,
right?
Your sleep and all this is all affected by the stuff that we put in our body.
Right.
Absolutely. Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
So it all works hand in hand. Which when I say it all works hand in hand, I mean science and psychology and all of this stuff and whole foods and.
Yes. You're hitting it right on the head. And that's why, you know, the whole health education is where it's at. Because just like you were saying, your brain and all, when you get ready to eat, your brain first says, I'm get ready to eat. You smell the food. Your senses start, you know, waking up your brain, which turns certain glands on, you know. And so...
Yeah.
Your whole body gets involved.
Yeah.
Your whole body gets involved with that one morsel of food. You know? Yeah.
Right.
It's really powerful.
It is powerful. It really, really is. And people like you who have this Siva life, talking about healthy foods and all that stuff, is what's needed. It's what... you know, to awaken people, to educate them about themselves, their body, their mental health, et cetera, et cetera. So it is very well needed. Yeah, yeah.
Yes, absolutely. So, you know, these food companies are not, they're not out there to nourish you. They're out there to sell you a product.
Make money,
you know?
That's right. Yep.
That's it. So we're buying this thinking that we're buying something that's going to nourish us.
True.
But we're buying from people who are just about money, you know. So.
But you know something else, Susan. My mind is going to poor people, whether they're black, white, or whatever the case may be, who because I find a lot of these whole foods are more expensive than supermarket food, and they can't afford it. I mean, a soda is less expensive than juice. Why that is, I have no idea. So it's like being between a rock and a hard place. With you know what I'm saying? I don't know how to solve that.
Yeah, and you know, in a lot of neighborhoods, they may not even have a decent supermarket to even buy stuff. You know, so it's you know, well, some people say it's all by design, you know.
Yeah.
But, It's a challenge. It's definitely
a challenge.
It is a challenge. And if you're in one of those neighborhoods, you really have to be committed to finding ways to eat better. I mean, because some of these blocks, I went to this, I was meeting a friend one day, and I'm telling you, this neighborhood I went in, each corner, there was a Kentucky Fried Chicken on one corner. There was a McDonald's on the other corner. There was a Crown Fried Chicken on the other corner. And there was some other Popeyes or something, I swear to God.
But there are certain neighborhoods that wouldn't allow that, right?
That's true, though. That's true. Well, certain neighborhoods, they would lose money because people wouldn't go in there, you know?
That's right. So, it's, again, it comes to educating, right?
Yes.
And educating people. And also our government officials and all this other stuff, you know, set things in place so that it's, you know, these people, not these people, excuse me, so that people can have access to it that can't afford, you know, things. Or help them plant their own gardens. Or, if they, you know, if they're in a neighborhood where there's no gardening, well, then get a park for them to garden in or whatever.
That's
grow
right.
Grow their own food.
That's right.
Right?
That's right.
Yeah.
That's absolutely.
Yeah.
That's right. It definitely takes a village, you know, to make these kind of changes, you know.
There you go.
Absolutely. You know, the people, the powers that be should be much more supportive. And you do see in different places, you know, like food co-ops where people get together and then, you know, and that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not enough of it going on, you know.
No, there isn't.
There's not enough of it going on. I know I'm in Camden, and they used to have the Amish used to come in on Saturdays and had like a nice fresh food market.
Oh, that's nice.
You could go and buy your vegetables and things like that, you know.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
You know, you need it definitely has to. We need more access to these things.
You do,
for sure.
You do,
you know.
And when you're voting for these officials to get into office, I think that's one of the things that should be on the list. Are you going to make our neighborhoods more healthy?
Yes.
You know? And what are you going to do about it?
That's right. That's right. And there was a study on, there was a school for troubled kids. All these kids have been kicked out of these schools. And so you know what they did? They changed the diet. And 80% of the behavioral problems went away. It was all related to food.
Oh, my Lord. Huh.
You know, so.
Isn't that something?
We can't think straight. You know, like people say, what's wrong with these kids? Blah, blah. Well, yes, it is what they're eating. You know,
yeah,
how do you think straight? If your breakfast
and that's
is
up to the parents.
Yes.
Yeah. Up to the parents. So there you go. But I'm so glad that you have Siva Life. So you're in the game, Susan, Dr. Susan Stooks. At least you're out there, at least, really, you know, at least you're out there, you're making a difference for everybody, actually, which I think is just amazing. Good for you. That's really fantastic.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
No, go ahead. Go ahead.
No. I was going to say, I invite people to do that. Find where your passion is. Because if you're working on what you love, you are not going to think about food or anything. You're going to want to eat healthy.
That's true. That's right.
Because you'll be so into what you do. You're going to say, I want to live a long time to see this thing, you know?
Yeah.
And so that's one easy way to make a change. Focus on others. Focus on helping everybody to make the world a better place. Pick your little piece of the puzzle and dig in there.
Absolutely, and thank you for saying that. That's very, very true. So now, okay, so you said your website is being redone. So is there a website anyone can go to right now, or okay.
Yes, you can. You can go to the old website, which is up, SevaLife.net, SevaLife.net. You can go there. You can, if I ask you, go to the website and put in your email address, because that way I can stay in communication with you while you're making our changes. And when the new site is up, we can let you know. We have some things coming up now. Actually, it's called Coaching on the Go. And actually, I am going to be doing something. I'm going to be offering free coaching on the go as a trial for people. So if you write, which is something right from your cell phone, I'll be able to monitor you, what you're eating, how you're coming. Yes, I'll be able to monitor you, and I'll be able to monitor you and sending you information, whatever you need, either mm-hmm. to your iPad or to your cell phone, whichever device you like. So
now that's what
that
I like. I adore innovation. From the last time that we spoke, look how far you've come. Look how much stuff that you've added. So
mm-hmm.
you keep going. I mean, that is fantastic.
Yeah,
really
so
nice.
That's exciting. So definitely go to the old site and, you know, give us your information, and we can stay in touch.
Sounds good. All right. So let's see. We're done. This was a half
oh, wow.
hour show, Susan. Didn't it go by
oh,
fast?
My God.
But I know.
Let me just say this one last thing.
Sure.
We're going to be doing an organic wine talk. So, yes, because wine
organic
is great for
wine.
You. Organic wine. So
wow.
we're going to be having someone come on. We're going to be talking to everyone about wine, how, you know, how you taste it, the flavors, and organic wine. So all that kind of stuff
when
we're
is,
going to be sharing.
When is that? When is that going to be?
I don't have the date yet. I will let you know.
Okay. Good.
All right?
Okay. All right. And it'll be on my website, www.mathismediahubs.com. I will post that. And you said you'll get me the 12 worst chemicals in vegetables? Wow. So we'll post that as well.
Yeah.
Okay, Susan.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much for being on today. Thank you for
taking
time. Yeah, absolutely.
And I wish everybody great health in this year.
Wonderful. Thank you, Susan. Take care.
You're welcome. All right.
Okay.
Get better.
Bye. Thank
okay.
you. All right, I will.
All right.
Thank you, everyone,
bye-bye.
For listening to Mathis Media Hub Radio with Dr. Susan Stooks. She's founder of Siva Life. You've seen Siva Life all over the place, so there you go. She's coming up with a new website soon. And go to Mathis Media Hub's go to MathisMediaHubs.com. I think I'm getting worse as the time goes by.
Oh, no.
And, we'll have Susan's information up with a link to her website, 12 Worst Chemicals in Vegetables, and a whole lot of other stuff that we're going to get from Susan. So there you go. And, her organic wine session also. I want to be in that session. So there you go. All right, Susan, take care. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
Thank you for listening. This has been a Mathis Media Hub production.